What has brought me to Belfast is I have been invited to come here by the Irish, Northern Irish branch of Friends of the Earth. And that is a fantastic environmental organisation. I've been an environmentalist the whole of my life. And would you believe it, I have set up with a friend in the House of Lords called Baroness Barbara Young. I've set up an organisation called Environmentalists for Europe. And what we are trying to do is to make absolutely sure that as we come up to the referendum on June the 23rd, we don't forget about the environment. We've had an awful lot about the economy, but we think there's some jolly important things to say also about the environment. And so that's why I'm here.
What sort of things that around the environment does Europe protect that we perhaps wouldn't have if we voted for Brexit?
Well, there are a couple of things which I've been deeply involved in. Just to explain, you won't believe this, but I first went to Brussels in 1973. I mean, you know, long, long, long before you were born, I tell you. I was there in 73. I was the head of the European Commission's Pollution Division. Then I became a member of the European Parliament in 1979. And I was vice chairman of the Environment Committee. Then I went back. And I spent a long time writing all the anti-pollution laws and later on, particularly the nature protection laws. And that's why it's a real interest to me to come to Northern Ireland, because I want to make it clear that Europe does provide an extra layer of protection.
You obviously feel very passionately about it. How does that play out then with your son, given that Boris is leading the campaign to leave Europe?
Do you know something? It plays out absolutely fine. It plays out fine. There are many respects in which I absolutely agree with Boris. I think it is right that you should look at sovereignty issues. It is absolutely right you should look at immigration issues. It's right you should look at the general direction of travel. But where I differ from Boris is that I think you've got to stay in and fight from within for change. That's how I see it. I think you don't get divorced after 40 years just as a result of one tiff, because, you know, you might leave the wet towel on the bathroom floor, something like that. You know, that's not good enough. We've got to stay in, and I think there will be solutions. So, yes, we don't really disagree, but we just disagree on tactics.
But across the dinner table, have you had this conversation? Do you row with him?
No, I don't row with any of my children. I'm not a rower. I've got far too many children to row with them all. And the dinner table, well, these people are pretty grown up now. I'm actually, truth to tell, I mean, Boris is like, well, I can't tell you exactly how old he is, but I know he's over 50. And some of my other children are over 50. And they've got children. I've got 12 grandchildren altogether. So it'd have to be a jolly big dinner table. But yeah, I think there'll be a meeting of minds. And I think whatever happens after June 23, I think there'll be a meeting of minds, and we will move forward, and we'll either move forward while we're still in, or we'll move forward, you know, being out. But I think we'll come together on this one.
But are you genuinely worried that his leave campaign will be successful?
Well, of course, in a strictly personal way, I'm very proud of him. I mean, totally proud of him. I mean, why shouldn't I be proud of him? And I think he's wonderful. I love watching. I love the way the crowds respond to him. He was driving a car in circles the other day, round and round. I am not worried about this. I think it's all going to pan out. I think the Leave people are going to lose. I think the Remainers will win, but I think that they will win by a kind of sufficiently narrow margin for Boris to claim a victory.
And what about those who claim that he's not really sincere about wanting to leave? This is more about him positioning himself.
No, I don't agree with that at all. I don't agree with that at all. I've obviously known Boris for years and years and years. I mean, since he was a baby, and we've overlapped professionally. I was in Brussels at the end of the 80s when he was there as a Daily Telegraph correspondent. Euroscepticism, he invented Euroscepticism. He had years and years of writing articles critical of where the European community was going. So he's been quite consistent on this one. In many ways, you could say it's Mr. Cameron who is much more Eurosceptic than Boris. I mean, he got elected as the Tory leader back in 2005. I mean, 2005. I do, September 2005, on the most Eurosceptic speech you could ever imagine, you know. So, I mean, I think that this question of who is more Eurosceptic than the other is a bit of a false, I was going to say a false herring. But that's not really what I mean. Well, false herring is probably the kind of thing you get in Irish lochs.
Well, look, so do you imagine a situation that he could be Prime Minister and he would be the one doing the negotiations then still within Europe? Can you foresee that happening and would you be happy about that?
I could easily foresee that, but at the present time, I think that I don't think I could foresee him being a Prime Minister. But what I could foresee is the Remain campaign winning, and I could foresee that the Prime Minister, Mr. Cameron, really realises that he needs a man of Boris's talents to continue to push through the reform agenda, which he just began in his so-called... in his renegotiation with the EU. So I think there's a long, long way to go. And in fact, I've written an article in tomorrow's New Statesman, The Diary, making exactly this point. In fact, if I hadn't had to file it last night, I would have said, and here I am talking to Tara, making this point.